Big Sloth.
Hey, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Marmalade. Oh, man, and we are looking forward to a really good one. We had a snow day here today in Maryland, and guess what, Carter?
What?
I said, guess what, Carter?
What?
Why are you even guessing, man? You knew what happened. We got to play in the...
snow!
We're talking about all the fun snow day activities that you can have, but also... what kind of job would you want to have if you were stuck at sea on this episode of Potato
Salad
Marmalade?
Tick tock.
Kick it. I can't believe every single time I hear that theme music. Do you know what I think, Carter?
It feels like. It sounds like Mega Man.
Yeah, I think that sounds like Mega Man. And which Mega Man does that sound like to you?
Mega Man? Which one?
You don't know? He's humming it.
It's the original.
The original? You think the first Mega Man?
Yeah, the first.
In your 7 years on Earth, you've listened to enough Mega Men. Mega Men. I was waiting for you to go, wish death on me. And it's a song. Don't worry about it.
One thing is I have Mega Man 2 in Mega Man X, Mega Man X2, Mega Man X3, and Mega Man X4.
That's great. So do me a favor, bud. What's happened since last week's episode? Anything cool?
We said we would set up spy cams so we could catch Ashan as Smith so we could see what he's doing when he's not in the way.
Okay, and how did that go?
Good, but we haven't done it yet.
Okay, well then it didn't go good.
So we should... do it this
episode. How about that? The minute that we finish taping this episode, we're going to set up those cameras and we're going to catch a wee liver. He lives in a wee. Should we call... that sounds weird. What would you call him? A wee dweller. That sounds like a tiny man.
Let's call him a wee dweller.
Is he... look out, Ashan S. Smith dwelling inside the wee. All right, so let's get to it. This week's episode is brought to you by Carter. He's 7, and he is funny. That's our sponsor this week, is Carter. And also Anchor, which we'll get some sponsorship messages to in a bit. But in this week's episode, this here's segment one, we're going to talk a little about snow day. We had a snow day here today in Maryland, and it was pretty great. Obviously, it's a Sunday. So it wasn't like snow day, school's off, because the kids here are being taught virtually. Right, Carter? How's that going this year?
Bad.
Okay, it's going bad. What's bad about learning virtually?
Because kids aren't getting time to spend off. I wish coronavirus made it so we wouldn't have school instead of have school virtually.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think there's a world that exists where a parent is like, yeah, I want you to have no school, because no school, Carter, is a crazy school, Carter. That's you'd be wacky. You'd be out in the woods with sticks, banging trees, probably eating mushrooms.
We're not werewolves.
Werewolves eat mushrooms.
And I'm not apparently a werewolf.
You watched Monster Squad with me. You know full well that wolf men don't eat mushrooms.
Yes, but in potato salad, who knows? Maybe they do.
Okay, that's a good point. Maybe the wolf men do eat mushrooms here on the PSM. No, so today we had a chance to talk a little bit about some snow day. There's no day like a
snow day, like a snow day. It's just like a snow day. It's never not like a snow day. It's always a snow day when you're in winter. It's snow day in winter.
In the winter time, there's a winter time thing, and it's called a snow day. I think we just call it, we could end it there. I like that song. That's going to become a holiday tradition. So let's say your top activities in the snow. Let's think of them. We're going to list them off. I want to go head to head, see who has the best top activities. You get a snow day. You get the day off. What's the number one thing that you want to do with your friends? You call your friend Billy. You said, "Hey, Billy, it's Carter.
I will build a snow igloo. I will build an igloo.
Igloo.
It's not like a snow igloo because an igloo is made out of ice, and ice is snow. It's easily to break.
Right. All right, so you want an igloo is your thing. More than anything else, you want to build an igloo. How are you going to make the bricks?
Am I going to make the bricks?
Yeah, how do you make the bricks in an igloo?
Well, that's easy. I'll just get a brick mold. You know, thing from my Monster Jam. I'll just mold a bunch of it.
Oh, my gosh. So, guys, Carter just referenced a toy that he got. Was a Monster Jam little set that comes with some sand, kinetic sand, and it has a little brick maker, and you could make bricks in the sand with that actual mold, as it were. So that's pretty good.
And it comes with M-E-X, which is...
Max, yep. Keep talking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just grabbing my coffee.
Oh.
You want some coffee?
I guess so.
You want to put your finger in. It's going to be really hot. Give it a shot. All right, put that in your mouth. Go-Go Gadget juice.
Go-Go Gadget.
I'm going to regret that.
Probably giving your son coffee?
Yeah, probably.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I make a good cup of coffee. All right, so...
What do you mean, like, yeah?
Yeah, that's enough of that. Okay, so an igloo. And what are you going to do in the igloo?
I'm going to make sure none of this snow falls apart by actually putting some blankets in it and then gluing it to the snow so no snow falls onto anybody and it's warm in there.
Okay, so you're making a domicile.
Domicile?
It means a house. I just wanted to use the word domicile to hear you go, domicile?
Domicile?
Yeah, that's a highlight
domicile?
Of the domicile?
Domicile?
Yes, all right, so...
Domicile?
You want to make an igloo. What's next? What next with the igloo? Who's gonna hang out in there with you? Is your friend Cliff going to be in there?
Adam.
Okay, so Adam's going to hang out. Jimmy, Cliff, Adam... You're going to put Ryan in there, obviously, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, Zavy, Amanda, Olivia, Logan.
This is a pretty big igloo.
I'm just trying to name all of my friends.
You could call it a big igloo.
Andrea.
Yeah, make the drive over. Everyone could come hang out. It's going to be a lot of snow to make an igloo that big, but you know what? I think you're the man to do it, Knuckles. You got that. You got this. You got that sweet building mojo. Got that going on. All right, so you got an igloo. Number two thing to do in the snow on a snow day like today, what is it?
Pretty much building a snowman.
A snowman's a good one.
and sledding with soap on the bottom of your sled.
Oh, and sledding with soap, which you did today for the first time.
Oh, it's very great. You go really fast.
Yes.
Pro tip. Always do it.
Pro tip. Pro tip. You get double XP, too, on the landing. Hit that jump. I didn't make a jump today. I thought about making a jump. Anyway, let's talk about number two first. Number two was snowman. What is it about making a snowman that you like so much?
It's like building a buddy that doesn't even talk, or like a stone just has a face on it and it's arms and legs.
Wow.
Wait, no legs.
No legs. I was going to say, it's a weird snowman. You're making snowman legs. Just make legs. Pull them out of nowhere. Making legs for the snowman. You're just checking them out. You're like, hey, snowman. Snowman Dan.
If I could actually make a snowman with stick legs, I will regret it because my snow will fall out of his bottom.
Oh, I got you. Sorry. So you're worried about making a snowman, friend. Would your snowman be able to do a snowman cartwheel?
Oh, I'll have to put robotics in him to actually do that.
I think it'd be to his advantage to not have robotics. Because he's already round, all made of round parts. I think that he literally would just be like, do, 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 Robo Santa. Wait, what? I said Robo Santa. I meant to say Rolling Snowman. I don't know where my brain is today. My brain is in the trash can. That's a goober thought. What a goober thought.
What do you goober mean? Thought.
Goober thought. All right. So that's a snowman. Have you ever run over a snowman with a bicycle?
No.
You saw one at the bottom of a hill, and you had like a bicycle, and you got on the bicycle, and you ran down the hill, and you dove through the snowman. You ever done that?
No.
Me neither.
I would hate to ruin my best friend.
I definitely didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Really?
I'm going to tell you this. It hurt. Uh-oh, he's making that I'm going to yell at you face. Don't yell. Oh, he's making a chomp face. Oh, he's making a chompy face. Say something. Don't torture me this way. He says, I'm not talking to you through his lips and breath. All right, fine.
I said I'm not torturing you.
Oh, and torturing me. Excellent. Okay, and lastly, you said the best thing outside of building your snowy domicile or creating a snowman, the best thing is sledding on a sled with the bottom covered in soap. Pro tip. Put soap on the bottom
of your sled.
Yeah, and why? What does it do?
It makes your sled go faster. I just tried it for the first time, and it was really funny. And the ninth jump was really fun because I drove myself off road, and I was with Dad here. And I was with Sean here, and actually,
you can call me Dad. They know I'm your father. It's not a surprise. They're not finding out for the first time I'm your parent. But yes, what you did was I was on the sled for the first run, and you realized that if you grabbed the string on the front, you lifted hard, moved left or right, you could steer. But also, if you lifted too high, you could put us on the back of the sled and cause us to fall off.
That's what I did.
And that's what you did several times, including the last
time.
Tomorrow
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to tumble myself off.
You're
going
to have to tumble yourself off. I tumble for you. 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 Little culture club? Boy George? No? You don't know him yet? I haven't introduced you to him? Okay, we'll have to listen to him sometime. Culture club's pretty awesome. Now, Carter, these three here, if you had to take your choice of the snowy domicile known as the igloo, your friend with the weird legs who's got a bottom falling out, who can do a cartwheel known as the snowman, or if you want to do some rad pro tip, wax the bottom sledding with me, what's number one, what's number two, and what's number three? One being best, obviously. What's the number three thing?
Number three is pretty much sledding.
Sledding is number three? You like it the least of those three? You hurt me today. You don't think that's awesome?
I do think it's awesome.
You think it's awesome that you hurt me?
Yes. I hurt my own back because he broke his back.
Oh, man. All right, so that's number three.
Disgusting.
Number three. So then the last two left for the best are igloo or snowman. What's better?
Igloo.
Igloo is number one. So just the way you gave him to
me. No, I never said two.
What are you talking about?
I never said number two.
If you say number one and there's two left, number two is the other one. It's the process of elimination, bud.
Three, one, two.
No, if there are three, we're going to learn this together. So there are three things, and you said sledding was number three. There's only two left, igloo, snowman, and you said igloo was number one.
No, I didn't mean that.
All right, let's do it again.
Igloo is number two.
Igloo is number two, so that means that our friend, the roly-poly cartwheel, wooden leg, bottom falling out, snowman is...
The snowman.
Number one. Now let's sing a song about it. Let's sing a song.
The snowman is rolling.
Okay, that's good. I like it. I like what we're doing right here. This is powerful. Oh, you know what we didn't even mention? Also available, but not mentioned on these lists by you. And I thought of this. Snowball fight.
I've never actually done that, so that's a
I've thrown snowballs at you when you weren't paying attention. That should count. And making a snow angel, which when you saw snow for the first time when you moved to Maryland here four years ago now, you laid down and you did one of those.
You haven't noticed, viewers, actually...
Listeners,
I was actually born in Florida, and when I was one, two, I was in Florida.
And you moved here in 2016.
Which meant I was...
Three.
When we moved here.
Yeah. Means you were Rad. That was your name. At that point, your name was Rad Radcliffe.
What's the thing again?
Rad Radcliffe?
No.
Which thing? I don't understand.
The other thing that was really funny.
Oh, damn dithering, coal burning, ding, ding, ding. I'm going to use it from now on. But let's not tell your mom where I got it. It will act like it's no big deal. All right, we'll act like I've always said it. Okay? Like instead of like swearing or like saying like, oh, shucks, like I'll say that from now on.
Instead of saying bad words.
Yeah, and like just see if like how long it takes her to say something. I mean, it's going to be pretty quick, but I'm like, what? It's no big deal. But, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break. It's going to be a sponsor break. But come back and listen to us talk about things here on Potato.
Salad.
Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Joe from the Curioso Podcast.
And we give our stamp of Curioso approval to the podcast that you're listening to right now.
And we're back, Carter. How'd you think that break went?
Good.
You know, that's the first time today I've heard my voice and thought, you know what I need to hear more of?
What?
Not my voice. What'd you think of your voice?
Very great, but...
I think we need to re-record that because we recorded that a couple months ago and you sound completely different since then.
Yeah.
You sound so much older and more mature. You sound now, when I listen to your voice on the podcast, I hear a young man with a monocle and a, and a twirly mustache.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Carter. Carter Flynn Smythe. All right, so here we go. For segment two, I want to talk to Carter a little about jobs. Jobs are something important that every red-blooded human being has to have. The green-blooded humans, those people can just sit at home on their lizard money.
There's no such thing as green-blooded people in lizard money.
I don't think you've met them yet, because they sit at home all the time when we're working hard with our red blood. They're at home eating roaches and chasing mice around with their lizard tongues. Anyway, so the segment, jobs. I want to talk to you about jobs because I had an idea here. I had a thought, Carter. And you want to know what the thought was?
What?
Carter, I want to ask you a question. And this question is pretty simple, but it could be hard for your heart. Hold on. Are you ready?
What?
If you worked at sea, out in the ocean, and that was your job, and you were out there for months, what would your job be?
My job, when I worked out at sea, what would my job be?
Yes, what would
your
job be?
Delivering cargo.
Cargo.
Because cargo ships actually deliver cargo, and I would see cargo ships all the time. So I basically build a cargo ship and then, like, deliver some cargo from China to the USA.
Oh, okay. That's good. What kind of cargo would you carry? Like, would it be like cars, trucks? Would it be electronics? Wrestling figures, because if you're bringing wrestling figures, maybe one of those cargo containers can just drop in our front yard, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of leave it here and I can have some figures.
Okay.
So this is an arrangement now? If you work for the cargo company, that'll just happen?
I'll actually deliver everything.
You deliver the things.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'll do toys and the others are done by robots.
Robots. Okay, now that's an important thing. What kind of robots? Like drones? Or like walking robots? Like Osmo? Like what do we got?
What's Osmo?
Osmo, isn't that the robot that runs? The standing one by Honda?
No. I don't remember what you
mean. Okay, well, that's fine.
But this is the one I'm going to do.
Okay.
Pepper.
Pepper?
Pepper is a robot that has a screen on its chest. And it's basically a robot that can walk. It doesn't use wheels. And that's the thing. It can actually grab stuff.
Wow.
And turn its head.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And has a camera. And LED lights in it.
Oh.
It's the most complicated robot I've always wanted. And also, it's pretty much phone compatible.
It's phone compatible?
And here's another one I have. Robelf.
Robelf.
The robot elf.
Robelf. That sounds like a French guy. Robelf. Hello. Hello, I'm Robelf. Nice to meet you, sir.
So you're saying Robelf in your mind looks like a friend of S-Horn S-Smith's?
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm assuming yes.
Who's that?
No, that was Robelf. That was, I was... I was making what he'd sound like in my head.
But... who is that?
Oh, did I hear my name?
No.
You said it's home.
I didn't. I said that 1 minute ago.
But when you said it, I was in the process of playing the Wii. Well, in the Wii.
This guy's got good hearing for a dude that's like three floors downstairs.
I may be downstairs, but I am in your head. I am a crazy revolutionary.
That doesn't make sense. Those words don't make sense together.
Miss Horn, can I hear you?
What? Carter!
Yeah?
What's up? I saw a television commercial, and they said, what's up?
That was sad.
What's up?
Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah, it's from the 90s. I'm sorry about that. That was just a bunch of people. And they'd like call each other, and the person would answer the phone, and the other person would go,
what's up? Yeah,
they'd do that. That's what they would do. So it was irritating.
But why is this horn doing it if it was in the 90s because and we're in the 100s?
Do you want to know why?
What?
Just ask him.
Really?
Yeah, just ask him. S-Han, hey, listen, man.
Yeah?
Listen, why are you doing that commercial now?
Oh, it's simple. You left your VCR downstairs. And the 1994 World Cup here in the United States was downstairs. And the tape was inside, and I saw the commercials for Budweiser. Oh, Budweiser.
Oh, see?
We don't have a VCR.
Well, someone left a VCR. Is that better?
Okay, but something's really weird around here. Something's going on with S-Han.
You know what? Let's say goodnight to him.
Good night.
Good night, S-Han. Just, let me know how the VCR thing works out.
Oh, okay, guys. Good night, Dad Bod. Good night, Carter.
Hey, why's he calling me Dad Bod? That's, Carter, that's your fault.
I never told him.
You made that challenge, and now every one of them calls me Dad Bod. Pickles, him, Jeffrey the astronaut. Sticky Jimmy called me that. Sticky Jimmy came to the house looking for you. You weren't here because you were at school, because Sticky Jimmy doesn't go to school, evidently. And guess what? Called me Dad Bod. So anyway, Carter, listen, I want to tell you. I'm whispering now to the other room. All right. The VCR that he's talking about is still in the box. I didn't open the box. I bought a VCR off eBay. And it's downstairs on the shelf with the books. He somehow is watching the World Cup tapes that are behind you in my closet.
Even though they're still there, he hasn't even snuck in the office.
He has the power to get inside electronics without physically touching the boxes open. S-Han is a blink. He's a blink. He can blink his way into things. That's how he gets inside the Wii. He blinks. That is so cool. We need to take him to a party and put him in like a lantern. And everybody's like, oh, hey, look at that great lantern. And you're like, oh, say something. Be like, oh, I like your lantern. Say it.
I like your lantern.
Oh, cool. Watch this. There's a man in it. Oh, ho, ho. Okay, good. I don't need him giving me grief for doing a bad impression of him. Alright, so anyway, that's what we should do. He's a blink. I like it.
Don't say it out loud. We don't want anyone to know that we know what he is.
What? So, but that's a, like, I just, that's what he does. So that's what
we want to keep it a secret from S1 that we know that he's a blink.
Yeah, maybe before this we just thought like he had magic powers, but like he must like, ooh, like snap his, I don't know what he does. We're gonna set up the cameras.
Yeah.
We're set up the cameras right now. Let's go set them up. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be right back here on the other side here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Hello, become a supporter for Potato Salad Marmalade so we can send some money to our bank so we can actually buy a Ferrari.
I didn't sign off on that, Carter. We're not.
Come on, let's buy a Ferrari.
We have one supporter right now. In order to get a Ferrari, we would literally need like 100,000 more at the top tier.
Forget it.
Okay, listen.
I just want a Ferrari.
Okay, all selfishness aside, for as little as $1 a month, Carter and I can continue to have fun either way, but your support would be rad. We could get new equipment, different setup for the show, and we could buy ourselves really cool polo shirts where we could keep the collars popped. How's that sound, Carter?
Good.
All right, that's good. Thank you for supporting us, smooches.
And we're back.
Oh, man, and we just finished setting up all of the... figure this out now that we know that he's a what's the word again?
Blink, but we don't know if he's truly a blink or is he opening it?
Yeah, so we gotta figure it out. Is he opening?
Or is he able to teleport?
Yeah, is he a teleport or is he a blink? We're gonna figure this out, but in the meantime, we gotta... Okay, so the cams are up.
Let's turn them on.
Okay, they're on. And now we just...
Then next week we're going to find out whether he's been teleporting or is he a blink?
Is he a blink? Is he blinking in? Or is he stepping into a special machine and teleporting in?
But how does the machine get into the closet?
The thing is this, the machine could be hiding somewhere else in our house, and I've got an idea where it could be. It would be under the stairs in the basement. I think that's where he goes.
We've never been there.
We never go there. Alright. Wow. My mind is blown.
Guys, what did we learn today, Dad?
I learned that our friend S. Han S. Smith
is either a blink or a teleporter.
Yes, and he's still our friend, but we need to know what's going on because he doesn't tell us anything. What did you learn, Carter?
I learned that I will have a cargo ship when I am 8 years old or older.
8 years old? Literally, you're just gonna go get that job? You're just gonna go get that job? You're still gonna live with us?
Yes.
Sweet, dude.
I'll just buy a bunch of peppers.
Why peppers?
No, I mean like the robot pepper.
Oh.
It's so confusing which is an actual pepper and which is the actual robot pepper.
You know what else I learned, Carter? The Christmas lights can stay up all year long if you take them off the front of your house and put them inside your house on the walls.
Ooh.
Now I just got to figure out how to explain to your mom why I put that reindeer in the corner of my office.
That's weird.
It's made of wicker. I like it.
One
last thing, Carter. What did you learn this week?
I learned that you never want to fart in a tube.
Oh, man, that's your second one. Guess what? Show's over because of it. And we don't say goodnight. We say...
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-